In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We've had 2 years where our Lents have been overshadowed by events. It's been the virus up until now. The virus starts to recede from the headlines, and now we have the prospect of World War III on the horizon. So one thing you should take from this, at least, is that the devil will always try to distract us to keep us from gaining any spiritual profit from these times. We haven't been so close to a world war since I was a kid. I grew up with that as being something that was a constant topic. But we came to a point where we thought that we had achieved world peace and that everything was going to be hunky-dory from here on out. But in the last several years, many of the things that we thought we knew about the world and that we thought we knew about this country have proven not to be true, and there's a great deal of uncertainty. The prophet Isaiah faced a time of uncertainty when he was called to be a prophet. We hear about this in Isaiah chapter 6. King Uzziah had been king of Judah for 52 years, and up until that point in the prophet Isaiah's life, this had been the only king that he would have known, and quite likely it was the only king his father would have known. And it was a time of prosperity. Uzziah was a mostly righteous king, certainly one of the better ones, but not flawless, as towards the end of his life discovered. But people took great comfort knowing that King Uzziah was on the throne and had everything under control. However, towards the end of King Uzziah's life, it was clouded by the fact that he had been struck with leprosy because he had dared to offer incense in the temple, which only the priests were allowed to do. And so in his final years, he lived apart from everyone else because he was unclean. And so this would have been a shadow that people would have had, but they would have still taken some comfort that he had things under control. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphim. Each one had 6 wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. The prophet Isaiah was uncertain about the future, and yet he was worshiping God in the temple, and what did he see? Uzziah wasn't on the throne anymore, but he saw a more important reality, and that's God is sitting on the throne. God has it under control, and we ought to take great comfort in that, because no earthly king, no matter how good he might be, really has everything under control, but we know that God does. Uzziah sat on his throne for 52 years. He ruled a small country, and for a long time, by human standards, he reigned, but his rule was less than a speck of dust in the presence of God. Instead of looking to earthly powers for some sense of stability, we need to look to God, who remains on his throne. We're on the edge of the beginning of Lent. And I know that for many of you, the events that are going on in Ukraine are not just things that are on the news that are troubling in general, but they're things that you have personal connections with. And you have loved ones that are in jeopardy. But you have to know that God is on his throne. God has got it under control. There's nothing that catches God by surprise. There's nothing that he hasn't thought about. And he can take even evil and he can turn it to good. We don't always know, and very often we don't know when we're going through the midst of evil how God is going to turn it to good. But we know from Scripture that he does, and we also know from experience that he does. In the Psalms, we hear, Trust ye not in princes and the sons of men in whom there is no salvation. His spirit shall go forth and he shall return unto his earth. In that day, all his thoughts shall perish. When you're putting your trust in earthly people, they're going to disappoint you. And even if they live a stellar life, eventually they're going to die, and that they're going to be gone, and then you're going to have to deal with the reality after that. It also says in the Psalms, cast thy care upon the Lord, and he will nourish thee. He will never permit the righteous to be shaken. It's not easy. It's easy to be distracted. And we all want to know what's going to happen next. We would like for God to consult with us and let us know how things are going to be. But we have to have faith that God is in control. And that's why it's all the more important that you spend time in church and that you worship God so that you can get the vision of who he is. Because if you see who he is, you're not going to be moved. You're not going to be swayed. You're not going to be shaken. We've seen God doing great things in the last year. Our church has nearly doubled in size. And that's a great blessing. People are hungry for the truth. And each and every one of us have some role to play. But if they see us depressed and acting like we have lost all hope because we don't know how things are going to turn out in the world, that's not a good witness. But on the other hand, if they see that we have faith and we have a trust and we know that God is going to get us through, this will be inspiring to them and will reassure them that this is the right place. This is the place where they need to be. This is where the truth is found. This is where there is something that can't be shaken that I can grab a hold of. Because that's what we need. We need something that can't be moved because everything around us is uncertain. But the one thing that's not uncertain is God. The one thing needful is to seek God. You can only do so much. You should do what you can do. We're going to take another collection at the end of the liturgy where you can donate to help those who are in need in Ukraine. Those are the kinds of things that you can do, and you can certainly pray for them. But you also need to understand that there's a lot more that you can't do. We don't have control over what people who are in power are going to do. We can only know that God has all of them in his hands and under his control, and even those who are evil, the things that they do that they think they're going to accomplish evil, God is going to work it out to good. As the prophet Isaiah says in chapter 40, have you not known? Have you not heard? Have it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as it were a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. He bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stocks shall not take root in the earth. And he shall also blow upon the earth, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them all away as stubble. To whom then will ye liken me, or to whom shall I be equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold him who created these things, that bringeth out their hosts by number, he calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, and not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? And what he's saying there is, why do you say God doesn't see what's going on? There's no justice. God's not concerned about me. Why are you saying that? He's saying, hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen.